Okay, so here we are. We've got our special guest, Mr. Gopin, Mr. Michael Gopin, Ask a Lawyer. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good. Okay, so we have got a lot to get to, so I think we should get started because we got some really good questions from the app.
These things are like all over the place,
aren't
they?
Yeah, they really are. They really are. Okay, so our first app question, this is from Anonymous, and she said she's been in a terrible off-and-on marriage for 17 years. He was always the breadwinner. She was always the stay-at-home mom. Well, back in 2012, they got a common law certificate so she could be added to his health insurance. Now, here's her question. She wants to be able to claim his Social Security when she's older. But because they divorced and then remarried, it wasn't a 10-consecutive-year span. Next year, will the legal 10 years as per the common law certificate, it will be. So does she really have to wait until next year to file for a divorce from this man is her question.
Well, that's a little complicated because you have the common law certificate doesn't mean that you weren't common law married prior to that time. So it's certainly possible that she has been common law married to her husband for longer than the 10-year period. And the 10-year period is only used for the maximum Social Security benefits, not for any Social Security benefits. So depending on how old she is, at 62 years old, she can start applying for benefits under his Social Security if they're still married or divorced, as long as she's not remarried. When she becomes remarried, it'll be under the new spouse's Social Security. So it's kind of complicated. The certificate for the common law certainly is helpful in terms of proof, in terms of proving how long you were common law married, but certainly you could be common law married and never even have a certificate. So it's not the only evidence that could be used. But to maximize her benefits, 10 years would be important. Of course, you're not divorced the time you file your divorce petition. It would become finalized later. So it still may hit the 10-year mark anyway, even after you file for divorce.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Is it something that she should consider hiring a lawyer for?
Yeah, I would definitely consult a lawyer, and you'd like to look at the exact dates of the certificate for the common law, and also what type of proof she has that they were married before that, common law wise. I don't know if she said that she was divorced and remarried this man, so I don't know if the first time they married in a ceremony not common law or what the circumstances regarding that, but that all kind of plays into the facts here. So it would be very important to consult a lawyer to try to get the best advice possible, because there's lots of questions that are important in terms of little minute facts that may change things.
And is it a specialty type of lawyer for this kind of a situation?
I would consult with a family lawyer, someone who does divorces, that type of cases. There's lots of great lawyers here in El Paso that do that type of work, and I would consult one of them and see what they advise.
Now let me ask, what about Social Security lawyers? I see billboards for that type of service as well, or is that something entirely different?
That is entirely different. And what you're seeing for Social Security, those are Social Security disability type cases. So if someone is unable to work because of injury, whether it be physical, mental, or any type of reason, then they could qualify for Social Security disability payments, depending if they have enough credit and time into the Social Security system to be eligible.
Okay, second question. This is from Marisa. She said she was in a lawsuit about a year and a half against an old employer, and she was hearing from other people that were in on the lawsuit that they got a good settlement, but she hasn't heard anything. So she called, and they said that she wasn't part of the lawsuit, but she would get a call back from them. Well, they haven't called back, and they're dodging her calls. She says, I have emails of me sending my paychecks and conversations. What can I do about this?
Well, you may not have been involved in this lawsuit. I mean, to be involved in a lawsuit, you have to file paperwork at the courthouse. So I'm not sure if you were included in this case or not. I don't know if you hired a lawyer, and I'm not sure exactly what you mean by you have emails. I'm assuming that you're meaning, to your employer, but your employer doesn't have a duty to include you in any lawsuit or settlement, if they don't want to. It's your burden to actually bring the lawsuit, a formal lawsuit. So it would be my advice at this point, and I'm not quite sure what type of case you have against your employer, but I would consult an attorney and see what my rights are, because there are time issues that could be involved here depending on what's going on. So I would definitely consult a lawyer, you know, very quickly to see if you have rights, if you were included in this lawsuit or claim, and what's really going on.
Yeah, because then, you know, you could, the lawyer could hear what you meant specifically by emails and conversations,
right,
and make a much better determination that way. He is Michael Gopin. A feature is Ask a Lawyer. We will be right back. We got a ton more questions to ask of him. Mike and Tricia, mornings on 93.1 KISS FM.